As we swelter through the summer up here in the Northern Hemisphere, way down south in Brazil, summer brings cool days, welcomed with bonfires and hot mulled wine. Lately, another tradition of these festivals has prompted an angry face-off between popular culture and public safety. NPR's Martin Casti has the story from Rio de Janeiro.
Rio's western suburbs are some of the most dangerous places in Brazil, where even the police have to look over their shoulders. These sprawling working-class neighborhoods are also the ideal place to see one of Brazil's loveliest sights, homemade balloons. On cool Saturday nights in June and July, dozens of them can be seen rising into the sky, flickering among the stars like Japanese lanterns. But there used to be a lot more balloons up there. Balloon hobbyist Artur Vieira shows a home movie of what he considers the good old days. What you're watching there is the birthday party I once threw for my son, Vieira says. I got my ballooner friends together, made barbecue, and we launched balloons all night long. Vieira's videotape is astounding. The colorful paper balloons are 20 feet tall or more, and they dwarf his house as he and his buddies launch one after another. The balloons get their lift from clumps of burning paraffin suspended underneath, and they're buoyant enough to tow 50-foot tails. Some carry banners, and others fireworks, timed to explode when the balloon is sailing over the neighborhood. But most impressive are the so-called cangalhos, vast latticeworks in which hundreds of carefully placed candles form flickering designs, an Indian headdress on one, or an entire tableau showing the story of William Tell, complete with a flying arrow animated with blinking electric bulbs. But the days of the super balloons may be over. In the late 1990s, the government made it a felony to build, launch, or even sell hot air balloons, calling them fire hazards. And ever since, the police have been cracking down. All this stuff is confiscated, declares Reginaldo Farias, a heavily armed Rio de Janeiro police officer who's just raided a children's party. Farias is confiscating anything and everything that looks like a hot air balloon. He may be ruining some people's fun, but he's proud of the job he does.
In 99, nós apreendemos 13.500 balões.
In 1999, we intercepted 13,500 balloons. In 2000, with the help of the population and our anonymous tip line, that number dropped down to 733 balloon units. So this activity has been falling off at an astounding rate.
Back at police headquarters, Farias shows off the balloons he's confiscated this year.
Esse aqui, ó. Esse tem 32 metros, tá?
This balloon was 100 feet tall, but the biggest balloon our unit has ever confiscated, and this was a record, was 200 feet. That's bigger than Rio de Janeiro's Statue of Christ.
Farias and his colleagues freely admit their admiration for the balloons. Their office is even decorated with pictures of some of the more spectacular ones. But they say the artwork doesn't make up for the risk, the potential for fires in the forests or even at local oil refineries. He holds up a recently captured balloon that came armed with over 1,000 fireworks all along its tail.
Look at the size of this one. This will do some damage if it falls on someone's house.
Boom!
In the western suburbs, the ballooners have now gone underground, so to speak. Artur Vieira and his buddies still launch their creations, but the balloons tend to be smaller, and Vieira doesn't dare invite the neighborhood kids to come watch. He says the police are exaggerating the potential for danger.
In média, aqui no Rio, são 30,000 a 40,000 balões que sobem.
30,000 or 40,000 balloons go up every year, Vieira says. So if the balloons were really as dangerous as our authorities say, the city of Rio would be gone by now. Vieira says he knows what he's doing. He designs his balloons carefully to make sure the fuel runs out before they come down. But he and many of his fellow ballooners say the technical issues are moot. They see the banning of their art as part of a larger process of modernization in Brazilian society, and they don't like it.
E devido à quantidade de balões que nós soltávamos aqui na zona norte, zona oeste,
it's because we were launching so many balloons, Vieira says. On weekends, 2,000 or 3,000 people would come out to watch us, and that was the real problem. We were cutting into the audience for the TV networks. Vieira and his buddies firmly believe that corporations would rather keep Brazilians home watching commercials, and they say that's the real reason for the crackdown on balloons. Whatever their motives, Brazilian authorities say they have no intention of loosening restrictions. And the hardcore ballooners are equally adamant. They say sending incandescent lanterns up into the night sky is their cultural right, and they say they won't give it up. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.